The views expressed on the Making It Matter podcast are that of Gunnar Esiason, Julia Ray, and guests, and not necessarily those of the Boomer Esiason Foundation. Nothing in the Making It Matter podcast should be considered medical advice. Such advice can only be given by a physician who is experienced with cystic fibrosis. The Boomer Esiason Foundation, Gunnar Esiason, Julia Ray, and guests cannot be held responsible for any damage which may result from using the information on this podcast without the permission of your medical doc. You're listening to the Making It Matter podcast with Gunnar Esiason and Julia Ray, presented by the Boomer Esiason Foundation and GunnarEsiason.com.
Hey there, it's Gunnar Esiason, and thanks for joining Julia and I for episode 31 of the Making It Matter podcast series, Julia Recovers from the Stomach Flu.
Hi, everyone. Making It Matter is a weekly podcast presented by the Boomer Esiason Foundation and GunnarEsiason.com, highlighting the challenges that people with CF face and the people who face them.
Since Julia and I both have cystic fibrosis, we're remaining compliant with the National Cystic Fibrosis Guidelines regarding patient interaction and cross-infection by recording via Skype. This podcast was made possible by Novartis, Vertex Pharmaceuticals, and the Digital Credit Union, so big thanks to them for always supporting Boomer Esiason Foundation educational initiatives. All right, so as the title of the podcast pretty much explains, Julia is coming off the stomach flu, which is everyone's favorite thing in the entire world when that happens.
So fun.
Yes. So why don't you give us
Best
a little recap?
Snow day. Sure. So this is actually a funny recap because I started getting sick on Sunday and thought to myself, like, oh, I had whiskey last night and more whiskey than I am like used to. So maybe it was that and I didn't think I was sick yet. And then I started to realize that there's just no way that whiskey was doing this to my body, so. Which I'm comforted by. So I can now I can give myself the go ahead on whiskey.
That's a lot's a good thing to do.
Yeah, but the past 48 hours have been not so fun. My snow day was pretty miserable. But you know, now I'm rehydrating like a champ, which is super important. And yeah, that was my last 48 hours. So
honestly, the stomach flu is the worst thing ever.
Like it's terrible.
It's miserable. Did it? When I get the stomach flu, it usually sets off my CF. Did it? Did you have?
Yeah. I was coughing more. I mean, like, yeah, it just upsets everything. I was so tired.
It's also impossible to do the best when you have the stomach flu. Like it's just you just can't do it. Like
Not even pretending to try.
No, you just can't do it. There's just no way. There's just no way to do the best while you have a stomach flu.
Yeah. I slept a lot because that was like all I wanted to do anyway. And actually, I moved forward on one of my New Year's resolutions because I'm trying to read a lot more. And so I read a big chunk of the book that I'm reading.
Okay, well, still being productive while being sick. I think we talked about that before in the podcast. Like
we did.
Months
ago,
being productive while you're being sick. While you're sick.
Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah, I honestly feel for you. I know our listeners feel for you with the stomach flu. And it's just horrible. I actually, knock on wood, I haven't had the stomach flu in a while. So I'm really trying to avoid that as best as possible. And I'll tell you why I am deserving of not having it for a while. In 2000, just listen, bear with me on this. In 2014, so basically almost 3 years ago now, I actually had an E. coli infection, which is like the stomach flu, but for
on steroids.
A week.
Like, oh, God.
A week of hell. And it wasn't to the point where like I didn't get put into the hospital because of it. I was able to sort of go on antibiotics and kick it.
Yeah,
but I went to the Cheesecake Factory and had a undercooked hamburger in Boston. It was just, I mean, there's places where you order a hamburger and there's places where you don't order a hamburger.
Yeah.
And the Cheesecake Factory is the place where you don't order the hamburger. I had, honestly, I can't even think about it because it was just so horrible. But since then, I've been able to stay stomach flu free. But I had it every single year in college. Like once a year in college, like clockwork, I would get it every February.
See, I don't really get it that often. That's why I was so convinced that it was what I had the night before. That's why I was convinced. So yeah, I mean I generally think my I can fight that off because I haven't had it. I mean, I don't know the last time I had it. I can't even remember. So, yeah, but unfortunately we can't control karma, but maybe, Gunnar, maybe that's why you haven't had it.
I hope so. But here's the bottom line. When these sort of things do happen, it's like, oh, by the way, I'm getting sick away from my CF. How do I keep my CF separate, I guess?
And yeah, well, it's frustrating, too.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Because you can be totally fine, and then all of a sudden, I call it CF sick and not CF sick. And
right.
All of a sudden, like, you're not CF sick. And that is just, for me, that's more frustrating than when you have, like, a lung infection or a flare. Because you do whatever you can to keep your lungs healthy, and all of a sudden, another organ fails you.
Yeah.
Like, in this case, your stomach failed you.
It's like double whammy. It's like, intestine. Yeah.
Exactly. Like, it's just, you do so much to keep everything going, and then your stupid body. It just doesn't work for you. But what is important is after you do kick the virus, in your case the stomach flu or whatever, you have to jump right back into CF care, which is like is monumentally important because you – I mean, let's be honest here. It's really hard to take care of yourself when you – I mean, even when you have a cold, you feel horrible. Like, when you have the common cold, it's just, you know, how can you have the common cold, still be productive in your work or school life, and also spend 3 hours a day doing treatments and find time to exercise? You just can't, it's impossible to do all that because the common cold just knocks you out. You know, you have, like, all the stuff all up in your sinuses, and you have a headache, and you just feel miserable, and you have the chills and stuff like that, but you still got to find the power within you
to
take care of yourself, and it's and in fact probably take care of yourself even more. You know, yeah, you want to make sure you do everything you can to make sure the virus doesn't get into your upper respiratory tract.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I didn't want to do my treatments the last 48 hours.
I mean, who can blame you for that?
Yeah. Yeah. And in fact, I moved because I wasn't doing the vest. No way. I moved my nebulizer to my bedside just so I could not have to move.
The small victories.
Yeah. I was like, this works.
here's the nebulizer. Here's the trash can. I'm sleeping with a towel over me.
Yeah. Yeah. No one talked to me.
It's like the classic move in college, just getting the newspaper and putting it out.
Yeah. So that was my like state for the last few days. And I found a way to do it. And I'm glad I did because my lungs were starting to act up in a way that probably wasn't even the norm for me.
Yeah, ultimately because you're not doing your treatments appropriately, you know?
Right.
Like, that's why.
Yeah. Totally.
So
totally.
I mean, like, it's everything with the CF sort of seems like it's a double-edged sword. Like, you're taking care of one thing, but unfortunately when you do that, it probably, you know, a lot of times negatively impacts something else.
Exactly.
And, you know, that's exactly what it sounds like you were doing.
Yep.
Which is, that's just the way it goes. Now, moving forward to the recovery phase from the stomach flu, which is what you're in, you talk about hydrating.
Yes.
This is a situation where having the feeding tube actually becomes my best friend. If it already isn't my best friend, because I love the thing. But is a lot easier to hydrate once you're able to keep liquids down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, when I am in a situation where I need to hydrate more than I normally do, whether it's, you know, a hot summer day or for example, I have a hockey tournament this week. I'm going to be playing with my friends. I'm going to have 5 games in a weekend. I need to keep myself hydrated. I use the feeding tube as another way to hydrate myself. Because, you know, you don't want to have to get in. You don't want to get like a trauma IV or whatever and hydrate yourself with chemistry. You'd rather just be able to take stuff in. And the way I do it is I actually just pour Pedialyte through my feeding tube.
Smart.
High salt. Just add a little salt. Add like a scoop of salt. Throw it into the Pedialyte and just down the hatch.
See, that is so smart.
It would taste horrible, but I just use my feeding tube to hydrate myself.
Yeah, I've tried the Pedialyte move. It does taste horrible.
I understand how like little kids can drink Pedialyte. It's
yeah,
it's disgusting.
It's a wonder. Yeah, that's for sure.
It's horrible. I mean, it's. I can't even think. I have a horrible palate. I have the palate of like a 5-year-old. Okay, so asking Gunnar Esiason to drink something that he doesn't like, it just comes right back up. Regardless of whether or not I have the stomach for it. Like, you can tell me, Gunnar, drink this apple juice. I will throw it up. You know, it just does. Like, I have a horrible gag reflex if I don't like something that I'm drinking.
Lucky for you, your best friend can get that Pedialyte
in
there for
you. That's why I utilize my feeding tube as another mouth. Another mouth without taste buds. I mean, granted, if I burp or if I do throw up, then I do taste it, which is the grossest thing ever, by the way. Everything that goes in has got to come out somewhere. And I can tell you one thing, it doesn't come out through my stomach. It comes out through my mouth. Ugh, God, gross. But I get to circumvent the horrible taste of a lot of these things with a feeding tube. That's not my endorsement of a feeding tube for people who may not have one, by the way, but that's just a perk of having one.
There are other ways to rehydrate.
Yes, exactly. That is a perk of having one.
Oh, Lord. Well, speaking of recovering, something that drove me nuts while I was in bed was, like, not being physically active. And not that there was any way that I was going to be. But
just doing your curls while you're sitting there throwing up.
Yeah.
1001, 1002.
Well, our Making It Matter is a big fitness buff. I mean, like, huge. His name is Josh Llewellyn Jones. He's 29, has CF, was diagnosed at birth, and he is doing a 24-hour fitness challenge to raise – his goal is 100,000 pounds. I don't know
how –
I don't know.
like the currency, conversion. The currency, not 100,000 physical pounds.
Yeah, and I don't know the rate right now, so don't ask me what that is in U.S. dollars. But it's a lot of money, and it's also just really impressive because the physical challenge includes a 10-mile run, 10-mile row, 1,000 squats, 3,000 sit-ups, 100-mile cycle. I mean, it's a massive feat.
For
and
anybody, let alone someone with cystic fibrosis.
Someone with CF. Yeah, it's crazy to me. And there's more. I mean,
How many sit-ups do you think you can do?
Sit-ups? I don't know. I'm pretty confident in that area. Sit-ups probably, I don't know, like 500? I mean,
you can do 500 sit-ups in one day or like in a sitting?
I think maybe in a sitting.
You think you can do 500 sit-ups, like in an hour?
Should I time-lapse it for you? Is this a challenge?
This might be a challenge. If you can do 500 sit-ups in one hour.
And I'm talking like full to the knee, right?
No, I'm talking about like, you know.
Or like crunches.
You know, that's like tomatoes, you know, like what's the real difference there?
It doesn't matter. All right, well, fine. Then maybe I'll do it.
All right, if you can do...
In an hour?
I guess we could make a competition of this. We can create a competitive thing here.
I'm into it.
We're using the inspiration of this guy's.
Yeah, thanks,
Josh's sort of challenge of himself here to create a competition here on Making It Matter. So I say we do sit-ups first, and then we can progress to the rest. I will not do the running because I hate running.
Yeah,
I
me
can't,
too.
I just, even though you ran a marathon.
I still hate it.
All the credit to you, I won't do it. I mean, I'd rather get my cardio in another way. Just will not run. Just it's not
take
happening.
It off entirely.
It's
take
just
it
not happening.
Entirely.
It's just absolutely not happening. Okay, so back to the competition between us. Sit-ups. Okay, so should we do how many sit-ups in an hour or the fastest to 500?
Ooh.
And we can give each other I'll give you like a week or two because you're recovering from the stomach flu. So
yes, thank you.
We don't want to put pressure on your ads right now.
Do it today by 5 p.m. All right.
You have to have. I think I can take your word on it. I don't think we need to have a third party watch you do 500 sit-ups.
Yeah, I don't know that any of my friends is going to sign up for that. Although maybe he'll do it with me.
I guess we can do fastest to 500.
Fastest to 500 would be the best. Yeah.
Okay, we'll do.
Yeah, because if you're done like 300 in 20 minutes and then you take like a 20 minute break, I mean,
that's fine. Yeah. Look, you can do whatever pace you want.
Well, yeah.
But if you're doing an hour, but you still have to time yourself. So what I'm saying is like, if you do 326 sit-ups in 20 minutes, the clock has to keep running.
Keep running.
While you take the break. You see what I'm saying? And then when you jump back into it, you have to end the clock when you hit 500.
I'm so nervous already. Okay.
And then today we can go to, we can do push-ups or we can do whatever. So I think sit-ups is probably the
most equal level.
I think like, it's also the easiest place to start because, I mean, let's put it this way. People with cystic fibrosis have a very strong core because we're always coughing.
Totally.
Science, right? This is, you know, the knee bones connected to the leg bone sort of thing. The ab muscle is connected to the cough. Yeah. Like it's all, it
and
all
I
works
laugh
together.
As much as I cough, so I'm gonna give you a run for your money.
You might have a rock solid core. I don't know. Who knows if I have a rock solid core? To be honest with you.
All right, we're doing it.
So we have to decide: is it sit ups or crunches?
I feel like sit ups is harder because you gotta like sit up all the way.
Okay, fine. We'll do full sit ups, and you have to keep your feet
on the ground.
On the ground, like I guess they have to be under something so that they don't lift up. Because if they do lift up, then it becomes a crunch.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so what we'll do here is we'll post a video. We'll post a video of somebody doing a proper sit-up so that we have to follow that exact technique. Because, like we've said, sit-ups are one thing to a certain group of people, and then they're an entirely different thing to another group of people. So we will do we'll do the first Making It Matter fitness challenge.
Okay.
500 sit-ups. And you can do it in the comfort of your own home. You don't have to go to the gym. Obviously, sit-ups are something you can do in your home. You know, you don't have to
totally.
You don't have to go to Planet Fitness to crank out some sit-ups.
We're doing it. I'm doing it. I'm excited.
No, it'll be a good challenge. I think we're setting the bar relatively low here. 500 sit-ups, while it's going to be challenging, I think it's definitely a manageable thing. You see what I'm saying? You don't see what I'm saying?
You froze.
Oh, I froze? Okay, but no, I'm still here. I'm still talking. So
okay, good.
It was like a very important point, and the computer lagged. As I was saying, I think we're setting the bar relatively low for ourselves here. Because how many is Josh doing in his full challenge?
Sit-ups?
Yes.
3,000.
Okay, fine. So we're setting the bar low for ourselves, right? It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
You're also coming off the stomach flu, so.
I need a few days to get to work my way up.
And then the second Making It Matter challenge, we can do 1,000 sit-ups or something, or we can do push-ups, or we can do whatever. So.
Yeah.
I think. I also want to encourage our listeners here.
To get physically active.
If they want to get involved in the challenge here.
Totally.
They can also do that.
Do it. Beat us.
They're certainly going to beat me because I can't remember the last. My ab workouts have not been sit-ups. I can tell you that much. So, do I think I'm going to win this? I don't know.
I don't know either, but I'm certainly determined to.
It's also important not to lose count.
Yeah. Which is why I might have a friend. Because I get, like, my brain just, like, goes elsewhere. And then I'm like, how many have I done?
You have trouble adding numbers?
I do. Just counting in general.
Just counting? Oh, so, okay. So, ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. That's how you count. It's hard. Not hard.
If I get past, like, 25, it's all
the best
downhill.
Way to do it is to group your numbers.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you have a piece of paper next to you. You do 50. It's one tally.
Yeah.
Then you do 50 more. That's two tallies.
Yeah. I'll do that.
You do 10 sets of 50, and that's 500.
I'm going to do that.
This is basic things.
Mm-hmm.
I know you did an accelerated version of high school, but.
I did, in which I breezed through math and said goodbye really quickly.
Did you take a math class in college?
I did, and it was my worst grade in my college career.
Well, as they say, D stands for degree.
Yep, it wasn't a D, okay?
To the listeners, D does not stand for degree, by the way. That's just a saying my cousin taught me when I was going off to college. It shows you all the faith he had in me.
Yeah, seriously.
All right, so we're going to recap this episode before we say goodbye. Julia had the stomach flu. She's recovering from the stomach flu. It was a horrible 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I had E. coli once, also not fun, but I'm convinced that is why karma is keeping stomach flu away from me.
Lucky.
It's important to get back onto your CF routine after you recover from something like that. Mm-hmm. Josh Llewellyn Jones is trying to raise 1,000 English pounds.
100,000.
100,000. 100,000 English pounds.
And he's already raised 600,000 in other endeavors for CF.
I mean, that would have been an important thing to say.
Sorry, I was so overwhelmed.
You can't just throw that out there right now.
I was so overwhelmed by the fitness challenge that I forgot to drop that.
Okay,
important fact.
Josh is trying to go big time here. And
he's making it matter in big ways.
Yes, exactly. If you want to read
the
article.
And he inspired us.
Yes, it was instantaneous inspiration. So, and then from there, Julie and I decided that we're going to do the first ever Making It Matter fitness challenge, which will be the fastest to 500 sit-ups after Julia fully recovers from the stomach flu. And just to keep things in comparison, Josh is doing 3,000 in his 24 hours.
That's so funny.
Along with everything else he's doing.
Yeah. We'll get there.
So the bar is very low. The bar is very low.
It's okay. We'll get there. Monday.
I love the optimism coming from you.
I know. I'm like, one day we'll get to 3,000 sit-ups, the 10-mile run and bike and everything else. Not happening. But yeah, keep an eye out. I think next 2 weeks, 2 weeks from today, it has to be done.
That's good fine. Deal. Whenever you say you are fully recovered from your stomach flu, you're good. I'm not going to do it this week because I have a hockey tournament this weekend, so I don't want to be totally
fried
out of it for the hockey tournament. So maybe it'll be next. You know, it could be next week's project.
Next week, cool.
Next week's project. That's what it will be. It'll be my Tuesday, Wednesday activity.
Cool. That's all you'll do Tuesday and Wednesday.
Well, I mean, I anticipate it's not going to take more than one day.
No, it's not. Then you're definitely going to lose.
I'm confident I can do it like within an hour.
Yeah,
I mean,
me too.
I'm pretty sure I can do that. That shows you how much faith I have in my athletic prowess. Okay, another thing to keep your eye out for you, Julie and I are doing a Facebook Live on Thursday evening on the Boomer Esiason Foundation Facebook page at 7 p.m. Eastern. That's 7 p.m. Eastern this Thursday. Oh, it's actually tomorrow on March 16th. Yeah, March 16th at 7 p.m. on Boomer's page. We are going to do a Facebook Live. So if you have questions or if you want to interact with us in person while we do our first ever Making Matter podcast live episode, just tune in. And you can ask questions. You can interact with us. You can comment on our Making It Matter fitness challenge.
Oh, yeah. We can get more involvement there.
I guess that's another way we could do fitness challenges, we could do it on Facebook Live at some point.
Oh, yeah? Ideas.
We'll have to think about that one.
Yeah.
We'll have to really consider that. But
we have to build up to that.
We also need to make it through the first Facebook Live without any technical errors.
Yes.
that's an important thing here.
Yeah, we're going to leave the physical activity out of it for now.
Okay. Sounds good. all right, so I think that pretty much sums up today's podcast. That's all the time we have for today, so thanks for tuning in for the 31st episode of Making It Matter. Remember, you can follow along with our weekly podcast via my YouTube channel on GunnarEsiason.com, JulieRay.com, and you can subscribe to us on iTunes and Instagram. The Instagram handle is
MakingItMatter_CF.
Julia actually posted a few Instagrams last week, so the Instagram is alive and well.
It is.
And just Instagram stories.
Yeah, it's funny and fun, so join us there.
It's funny and fun. Maybe one day she'll give you an inside look of her daily life, and she'll do 100 snap stories in one day.
I'll do it.
I think that's what you should do.
We'll plan it, and I'll make like a little, I'll announce it.
A day in the life of Julia Ray.
Yeah.
And then... Remember, the Facebook Live coming up tomorrow night at 7 p.m. And if you want to see us podcast about something specific, you can always send us an email at gunnersblog@esiason.org. You can ask us on the Facebook Live, or you can send Julia an email at
JuliaRay@JuliaRay.com.
Or send either of us a message on Facebook, not during the Facebook Live. Or you can tweet us or comment on Instagram.
Do it. We love hearing from you guys, seriously.
Exactly. It gives us topics.
Yeah.
Right. So, and we want to know how you do in the first ever Making It Matter Fitness Challenge.
Yeah.
See?
Join in.
Yes, that's a way to get involved.
So. We're going to start a hashtag. It's going to trend.
All right, you work on the hashtag.
No, okay, well,
that's,
on it.
That's your homework.
On it.
Also, learning how to count to 500 is also part of your homework.
Okay, yeah, it should be.
Okay, good. All right, cool. So this is Gunnar Siason and Julia Ray signing off.
Bye, everyone.